Geraldi and Tausch on our 8th anniversary begins now. And it begins with a question. Tausch, do you worry about Christian Watson?
I don't. I just sent out a tweet, and I think that should answer your questions. Jason Wilkins,
did you just tell us what you tweeted?
Has Christian,
I was going to read it.
Has Christian Watson broken through as a Packer player?
Tausch tweets, I still believe Christian Watson is our most dynamic playmaker on this Packers squad. Just
is
needs
that,
to
do you
be,
agree or do you agree
dude,
or
you know what you wrote. Just let me finish reading it and then we can discuss it.
Okay.
And now just to irritate you, I'm going to start
years.
Over from the beginning.
8 years we've been doing this.
Feels like 16. I still believe, hey, can you give us 4 more minutes on how much we love Quick Trip? What should we do, by the way? Especially the onions.
Or talk kickers. Or Chris Jenkins.
Christian Laettner. I still believe Christian Watson, not Laettner, is our most dynamic playmaker on this Packers squad. Just needs to be available consistently, and he will have a breakout year.
God, that's a great tweet.
Yeah, except here's the problem. You didn't use the word if, but that's a big if, given his track
is
record.
It
is. I mean, he missed 9 games last year. I mean, yeah. Again... And here's why I'm asking this, because I don't think it's fair to criticize him for being slow to get up on plays, because that doesn't mean that he's fragile. It has created this image in people's minds. Mike Gabe brought this up on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Remember the play last year where he landed on his back and like the list of the injuries he was thought to have suffered was like back, head, neck, tailbone. It was like the knee bones connected to the leg bone. Like it was, and then he ended up coming back, right? And so yeah. Yesterday at the end of practice, when he gets spiked or whatever happened with Evan Williams, you know, by the time they were done, it was the last play of practice, so he couldn't come back and play later. But he was giving everybody the thumbs up. He talked in the locker room, said he was fine. He's out there today at practice. So, not, you know, he's not fragile if he's able to practice again today. But it happened at family night, right? Collision on that deep ball down the seam, and he comes off holding his ribs. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, did he break a rib? Like, it just feels like, and I said this to a couple of our other shows, Za'Darius Smith did this. Remember this in, like, 19 and 20 when he was actually playing and he still had guaranteed money in his contract, where he would be slow to get up or it looked like he was seriously injured. He would be helped off the field.
Yeah,
and then,
a lot
like,
of times
plays
he did
later,
that
be
just
out
to
there.
Get sub. He did that a lot of times just for substitution purposes.
Yeah, right? So
Christian Watson isn't doing that.
I don't think he's doing that. No, but that's my question is if you're going to put your tweet out into the universe, how confident are you that he will in fact be what you wrote, which is available consistently?
I'm not confident. Otherwise, I think I would be.
Some might say you're worried about him.
Well, I'm not worried about him because the show will go on. I just think this offense is so much better when he is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to go back to what he did in his rookie campaign, which was Randy Moss-esque. Nobody since Randy Moss as a rookie, who, by all accounts, probably had one of the most dynamic rookie campaigns ever.
No doubt.
What he did in the middle part of that season flipped the script on the season. But can he do it consistently? That's where you ask the next step in a player's development. And not anybody, but if you're a professional football player, everybody can have a day. Plenty of players have had days. Plenty of players have had weeks. Not many players have had years, and then years on years. This is that point now where you hope. He came down here trying to get his hammies right. It is a concern, and I think from his perspective, I guarantee he is sick and tired of, and that's why he's flashing double thumbs up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to squash that narrative about him not being wiry and spindly and not available. And the only way to do it is by getting out there and doing it. So whether or not that means, hey, maybe we need to – we have all these other talented wideouts. Maybe he doesn't need to play 65 snaps. Maybe we need him for 40. 40 snaps a game. And then build off of that, because I would rather see Christian Watson in positions where he can showcase that speed and dynamicity on a 40-play snap count than, oh, great, he had just had two great games. He was in Brazil. He balled out, and then he came back against Indy and had a great game. Oh, he popped the hammies out for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see him utilized in a really smart way and let him build confidence, because right now that is the only question mark about Christian Watson. It's not, boy, can he play. No, everybody knows he can play.
Yeah, Jason, I think there's a question about the consistency with which he catches the football still.
Okay.
I think that's a fair question. But no, in terms of is he...
Is there a more dynamic player on this offense right now?
No. Jaden Reed with his versatility is a second. I don't even know if it's a close second because he doesn't have the down the field capability.
It's not a close second. Dynamicity. Who is the dynamic? Who's got it? It's number nine.
Number nine. You're right. And so, and I know Jen, Gabe, and Chewy had a similar conversation. Can their offense reach its full potential if he's not out there? Yeah, it seems like a simple answer. I agree with it. Yeah, I don't think so either.
He is the epitome of a field tilter. The problem is, and what it has been, is you can't consistently say he's going to be available. And when you do that, you have all of these questions, and then you don't count on someone. And we just did this big article. You just wrote this big article about trust and being available. And I'm not going to go into all the most important abilities, availability. But
you just did.
But I'm not. But what I'm saying is
you
have this skill set. And you know how important you are to the football team. Christian Watson's not trying to miss snaps.
Of course not.
Of all the people right now, the guy that would love to come back and say, I played all 17 weeks, and I put up these numbers because I was able to do it, there ain't nobody on that roster that would rather do that than Christian Watson. And he's the guy that they need when it comes to home run hitting, defensive stretching, making everybody else's job easier. It's number
dynamicity.
So can he do it? That is one of the big question marks. When we do our game day previews, that'll be one of the season previews. Will he be able to be there and provide what he is the only guy that can? And if he does, I think this offense has a chance to be really special. If he doesn't, I think what we saw last year, which was good, there is a cap. If you don't have that guy, there is a cap as far as how explosive you can be. There isn't when number nine is out there playing.
So you always tell me, even though I'm not a wagerer, that the amount of money you're willing to put on something is indicative of how confident you are. If I put the prize picks more or less line for him at 10.5 games played, are you going more?
Or are you going 10.5, less? Yes. 10.5, I would say more.
All right. What if I put the line at 11.5? You still so confident? That means 12 out of the 17.
If you put it at 12.25, that's where I would set it. Say, yeah. I don't know why they go half. 12.25 is the same as 12.5. I think if you can get more than 12 games from him being fully healthy, you're going to be happy this year. That's where I think that number's at. Because the odds would tell you he's going to miss a game or two. That's just how it's proven out. You just hope it's not like last year where it was that big chunk and you just never could count on him getting back. And then when he did get back, you were still super nervous about him being back. That's why yesterday when you heard that, you're like, oh, no, let's keep him rolling. You don't want to have any breaks where he – and then you have to keep – well, is he nursing it? Is he doing – is he full speed? That's where I really just want to get him to Brazil and let him go eat.
If only he was as reliable as Kohler Services is when it comes to redoing your bath or shower.
Indeed, and now is the time. Now is the time to beat the heat with a refreshing new shower or bath from Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get zero interest financing for 12 months. And a free shower door with your Lightstone shower remodel? Yeah, they just throw you a door. Free shower door. A free shower door. A free shower door with your Lightstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, you get that free shower door. Go to KohlerServicesWI.com today to learn more. Am I delusional thinking that my voice is really good?
No, that was right within your... No, Jesse, come on. Don't be a music snob.
He's delusional.
I'm going to tell you something.
Really good.
I had an event last night with Lynn Dickey and Paul Kaufman. I saw Don
Mikowski. Oh, I love those guys.
Mikowski can jam now.
Thanks for the invite.
We heard him with Poison back at the old days when he was at the...
We didn't hear him. We saw him on YouTube.
No, we saw it on YouTube.
Yeah.
But he is he's a crooning dude, man.
He's a crooning fool.
He's a crooning dude.
Is Anders Carlson Gilligan?
Where'd that come from?
Saying Alan Hale is Alex Hale, and then you said
a free shower door.
A free shower door.
We didn't say anything about where did Anders Carlson come with a free shower door?
Sorry, I went back to talking kickers. I knew I should have known better. I'm sorry.
All right. We need to play trivia. I would like to address Tausch's singing voice. If you are within your octave range, you are a very fine singer, yes. You don't tend to stay in that region, but free shower door was right in your wheelhouse. That's what I would say about your singing. Jesse, I assume today's trivia has to have something to do with this being our anniversary.
It has everything to do with this being our anniversary. Happy birthday, Wildy and Tausch. Today's trivia category. We have a perfect week going, everyone. We have a perfect week
all
going.
All I want for my birthday is a perfect week.
And we have questions about the history of Wildy and Tausch. So we're going to need a tier one fan to step up to the table here today.
Nice. Oh, is Tyler going to join us?
Well, I don't know if he's even listening. They did just have a baby last week, so they've got their own thing going on, but... We're going to need someone who's ready to accept the challenge, knowing the show and also the circumstances of it being a perfect week in play.
Well, it is the 8th anniversary, so caller 8. Caller 8 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Has Tausch asked the trivia question yet this week?
I believe the answer is no.
I have not.
Well, congratulations. You're going to do all three on our anniversary, so be ready. Tausch will ask the questions. Maybe I'll play along, and I'll nod.
Did you guys send Did you send the questions?
They're in that rundown that you never read. That would be available to you. Caller 8 right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, you got all the questions ready and raring to go?
I got them, baby. You know
baby.
It.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Justin in Milwaukee. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Long-time listener, but probably not a tier one. Tier two, I don't get to hear as often as I'd like.
Well, we're going to find out. Maybe you are tier one. You just don't know it yet. Tausch, take it away.
All right, here we go. Which of these segments has been a weekly Wildy and Tausch staple since our show began in 2016? Is it Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints? Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by ESPN WisconsinContests.com? Or Poop Talk and Other Bathroom Stuff, presented by Kohler Services?
I'm going to go with B, the trivia.
Justin? You're right. You're definitely not tier one. But you'll have a chance to bounce back here.
God, Jason, you are such a jerk. You're a jerk store.
It's not. It's set out of love.
You just
love
crotch.
I was just going for the joke. Like, yeah, just the joke.
It failed.
Brucer.
All right, Justin. Let's get her back. Which current ESPN Wisconsin teammate was the original producer of Wildy and Tausch when the show launched August 8th of 2016? Is it Ashton Rotman, Kyle Wallace, or Tony Cartagena?
I'm going to say Ashton.
Love it. Okay. Ashton.
I knew it wasn't Kyle Waller.
Okay, so we're 0-2. It's Tony Cartagena. Did a fantastic job for the first couple of years of our show. All right, last one. Let's see if we can get all three wrong. I'd like to get all of them wrong here if we could, Justin. This week, the week leading up to Jesse's bachelor party in 2021. How does Jesse always find a way to get himself into these questions?
This was a memorable moment for us.
Old Jelly and I had a very, very, very tastefully tipsy Tuesday night out in Milwaukee, where we ran into which of these former athletes in downtown Milwaukee? Is it Lee Evans, Latrell Sprewell, or Corey Hart?
I'll take a wag at it and say it was Sprewell.
There they are. The dream team. Jelly looking young right there.
Those were the days.
Sprewell is correct, yes.
Justin, I want to try and be a good leader here. I want to be a fun leader. We appreciate your efforts. We appreciate your honesty about Tier 1 versus Tier 2. I'm not sure what tier to put you in, but we appreciate whenever you do get to listen for listening to the show. You did only get one right, though.
The rare third question right, first two wrong.
Yeah, you don't see that often.
The does not happen. Of Wildy and Tausch trivia.
I feel bad to let Tausch down.
It's okay. He's not that disappointed. I think he was entertained. And the good news is maybe you'll be tomorrow's Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. You do get two entries, and there's a chance you could win, even though everyone else had been perfect this week. We'll see what tomorrow's contestant brings. But regardless, we do appreciate you being loyal to the show, and we appreciate you playing. Thanks.
Appreciate you guys. Love you guys.
See, but he dropped a love you guys.
Yeah, we love Justin. Hey, what's the deal with spoiler alerts with Olympics?
So I have not been sharing what happened in the volleyball match this morning.
Yeah, because there's a great friend of show is a big part of that team.
Yep.
But do we say what happened or do we not?
Tim in Colorado Springs texted in at like 9:15 this morning. They started at 9. And Tim said, please do not share what happened with the volleyball team. He's going to watch it back tonight. Many people are at work,
I will not spoiler alert it then. Anything about the volleyball. I will not spoiler alert anything.
Who's the great friend of the show that you're suggesting
Lauren,
is involved?
Carlini. She joins us all the time we have volleyball.
But she's not listening to the show.
No,
she's
I'm not worried
not
about
even,
spoiling.
She's not
she
even
was
on the
in
team.
The game.
She got hurt.
I'm not. No, she's playing again. She started today.
Oh, okay? She did? Oh.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Jesse, hey. Maybe I spoiled that she's playing, but I'm not going to spoil it for her. I don't understand what you're talking about. So I'm not going to say anything.
More importantly, is the match done?
It
Do
is,
we have an outcome?
Yes. It has now concluded.
It is
yes.
done. Yes.
Okay. Because apparently, because I searched, because I don't care about the spoiler alert. Apparently, people are complaining that Peacock left the match to go to something else during the match.
Peacock sucks.
Tausch would have no idea because he doesn't have Peacock, but that he's getting more legions of supporters as a result of that.
NBC did not cut away from it. I can say that. I had it on here in the studio.
Okay, well, thank you for your
service. Was on big NBC?
Oh, yeah, semifinal. You got to put it on big NBC when it's a semifinal.
With the winner playing for the gold medal and the loser playing for the bronze, that's how that works?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll have to see what the U.S. did because we're not going to tell you on this show. Instead, we're going to do Whoa Nelly, and we're going to do it next.
Don't you spoil this for anyone, Jason. I know you're going to do it. Don't do it.
Do I have a mischievous look?
He is really struggling. He's struggling.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We're keeping secrets. This is good practice for me. I'm not very good at that, so I've got nothing to say about volleyball. All I'll say is, it's time for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
No problem spoiling the Brewers up 3-0 in the first inning before they even take the mound.
It's like 11:30 in the morning.
So they're in Atlanta, East Coast, so 12:20 start Atlanta time, 11:20 start.
Get them brooms there. Out, Jelly Belly.
I'm hoping.
Hey, get them brooms out, Jelly Belly.
This would be a nice one to sweep the Braves. Dodgers and Guardians at AmFam Field next week. Big stretch here for the crew battling for postseason positioning.
So I saw a little bit of the game last night. And I was going to overreact, like I overreacted when the Oakland A's, the worst team ever until the White Sox trumped it this year. I'm not going to overreact, but I like this team. I like this team a lot. Like a lot. Gritty and gutty. Physical. Not going to say anything. Not going to add any more. I'm not going to overreact.
Fatigued by the kicking competition. I'm going to tell you all about the kicking competition.
What are you thinking about
saying? Not fatigued by this Brewer team. Been down to, I think, 5, 6, maybe 7 games. But just enjoying the heck out of just letting this season breathe.
Mm.
And, man, it has been a breath of fresh air.
Saying anything. You're not saying anything.
Not going to say anything.
It has it's been fun. Nice to see how often they get down and come back and win.
Yeah.
Like
gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jesse. Gritty.
Gritty. Makes you think
gritty.
They could do some things. Have some stuff going on.
I'm not
going
to say anything. But gritty. They got a lot going on.
They will not be playing at a very unique venue next year. The Atlanta Braves, their opponent today, will be. The Braves and the Cincinnati Reds are set to play a regular season baseball game next year at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hey, Jesse, quick question before we get into Bristol Motor Speedway, which is fun.
Yep.
If you had to wager right now, which team? Now, the baseball season is the furthest along.
I like this.
Who do you think has the best chance to play for a world championship? World Series appearance, Super Bowl appearance, NBA Finals. Who are you picking right now, August 8th, 8-year anniversary of this very program? Huh?
Wow. I think the Brewers.
Jason?
I think it's...
Packers.
Tausch?
Brewers.
Oh, snap.
They're three quarters of the way through the season. They're seven, eight games up? How many games up are they? Six, seven, eight games, something like that?
They're six up on the Cardinals.
Hey, they're going to be in the playoffs. The Packers haven't even played a preseason snap yet. They haven't.
Here's the thing about the Brewers making a potential run that none of us are saying, but we're thinking about saying.
Just want to make sure, Jesse.
Yeah.
I am not overreacting.
Nope.
And I'm not going to make those bold proclamations.
No, you're not at all.
Me neither.
No.
But I'm just bringing it up.
Uh-huh.
I'm broaching the subject.
But
you're broaching.
I underestimated the Dodgers only have half an Ohtani this year. They got Ohtani, but he's not pitching because he had his surgery in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
So they only got a half an Ohtani. So the Brewers
the
window is still
cracked
open.
The last best chance.
Uh-huh. Part two, the last best chance.
Whoa, Nelly!
Not saying, just throwing. Bristol Motor Speedway hosting the Braves and Reds. Gimmicky, stupid, or fun, Tausch?
Super fun. Super fun to be doing it at a fun speedway. I saw a picture of it. You literally would have to hit a ball to center field about 3,500 feet. Like, if the fence is that deep, some movable fencing, it'll be a 3,500-foot shot to center, which, by the way, don't put any fencing up.
You want
Let it be like you're playing Little League Baseball, and if you hit it, the center fielder's got to sprint that son of a gun down and let guys run. I don't want fencing up. I want this park to just let it be a park, and whatever happens, happens.
It's like playing baseball games at the old Breeze Stevens, and depending on where you put home plate, it's either a 750-foot home run or if you turn on it and pull it, it's like 112 feet.
Take the short porch.
Well, you got to pitch. You got to pitch that way. You got to
pitch around them.
What's going on?
Keep that ball outside.
Whoa, yeah. Nelly.
The game within the game. I am off tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Are you really?
I am, yes.
I said that at the beginning of the show as a joke.
No, I really am off tomorrow.
You legit are off again tomorrow?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You take more breaks than Evan Cohen.
Last summer weekend before you know, we get into football and everything else going on. So enjoying a long weekend up north. So before I leave, Jason handed me this gift at the ESPN Madison Open on Monday. And I promised I would wait to open it until we were all on video together.
So I try to keep expectations low. Again, if you are a tier one listener to this program, this will resonate with you. This, though, I believe, is the best gift I have ever gotten anyone that I'm not related to.
Wow.
Better than the J.R. Ewing oil t-shirts or the Oregon Trail t-shirt for Tausch. I pride myself on my gift giving, but this, I can't believe I found this. I can't believe someone was willing to sell it to me. But as soon as I came across it, I thought Jesse J. Nelson needs this. And that's why Jesse.
I am fascinated. Yeah. I have no clue what this could be.
Our anniversary is getting his Christmas present 3 months early.
Let's call it the 8th anniversary Wildy and Tausch present. Very well wrapped in the
paper.
Yeah,
Paula did a great job.
All right. I'm opening it. Here we go. Hope you're on the video stream to experience this with all of us. All right. Box is opening. Mystery still. Oh my God. What?
Daryl Johnson?
It's a
what was that?
Green Bay Packers autographed Josh Jackson jersey, who I thought was going to be the best Packers draft pick of all time. Oh my God. One of my worst takes ever.
Oh no, you've had worse. Sam Ficken would have been better.
This is up there.
Who
though.
Was the guy that you made up? That Matt Coonan keeps calling you up for making out.
Charles Johnson.
I thought for sure that was going to be a Charles Johnson jersey. Once I saw it was a jersey.
Close.
That's awesome.
Autographed Josh Jackson jersey.
So did I oversell it?
It's good. This is awesome. A good gift.
I cannot wait to wear
well
this.
Done.
This is going to be fun.
And the guy who sold it to me, he had put it on Facebook Marketplace. You know, I was listing some hangers. He worked at the Packers Pro Shop. He listens to the show. And when I went to meet him at Lambeau to get it from him, he said, I thought the same thing as Jesse. I have a second one if you want to buy another one. So he was convinced, good like stuff. You, that Josh Jackson was the next Revis Island. So he got autographs.
He was so good at Iowa. What happened?
A really nice fella. Did not work out for him with the Packers. All right, that is Jesse's going
well
away
done.
Present for
well
another
done.
Day off tomorrow. But you should wear that to the next game you fall asleep at. I think that Sharpie will stand up to the elements. All right, we need to wrap things up. We will do so next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
The countdown to game day is on.
They'll come out with that intensity, come out with that swagger, give you Badger fans something to cheer about.
The pass is intercepted, taken away by Wisconsin.
Nobody covers the Badgers like 100.5 ESPN.
Streak will end at 4. So we made it longer.
Half.
Yeah, 3.5. Well,
three
not, yeah. I mean, you missed an hour. We're at least in the same place at Bishop's Bay for the ESPN Madison Open. Jesse, what are you doing with your day off? And when are you coming back right away on Monday next week?
I hope you're here Monday.
I got Monday off too.
Oh.
Yeah. Taking a long weekend. Going up north. You know,
you deserve it.
Meat raffle, kayak, all the good stuff.
Hey,
campfire.
Sign me up for a meat raffle again. What is one of those tickets? A meat raffle? I want in.
I'll get you in on it. Alan Kelly's. We'll get it sorted out. I'll get you in. We'll bring you a good haul.
All right. Well, safe travels.
Corned beef. Get me a corned beef.
5-0 Brewers.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying that Jesse won't be here tomorrow, but Jesse won't be here tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.